With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden is lauding American forces who helped Israel down nearly all of the drones and missiles fired by Iran. He's also vowing to coordinate a global response to Tehran's unprecedented attack. He's going to convene a meeting of this group of seven on Sunday to coordinate the response. Meanwhile, it appears Iran's drone attack may be the key to unlock new aid for Israel on Capitol Hill.
Aid to Israel has remained tied up for months by disagreements over whether and how much aid should be approved for Ukraine. Many conservatives are in favor of decoupling Israeli aid from any bill for Ukraine, even as some also insist on more robust spending on U.S. border security. After the Iran drone attack, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise vowed on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week. Andrew Stewart, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, North Korea and China hold high-level talks.
A top-ranking Chinese official is reaffirming ties with North Korea, meeting with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, in the capital, Pyongyang. The visit by Zhao Leji, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy, comes amid North Korean test firing of missiles to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the U.S. After the meeting, Chinese state media reports that Zhao told Kim China looks forward to developing ties, adding that Zhao made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula or the region. The meeting concludes a three-day-long state visit by China to North Korea, the first high level since the start of the pandemic. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon is the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis as its case over anti-camping laws goes to the Supreme Court April 22nd. This is SRN News. Are public schools in trouble? A new survey suggests that's what most of us think.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 51% of respondents think the K through 12 education system is headed in the wrong direction. Only 16% think it's going in the right direction, and the rest can't make up their minds. The survey also reveals that amongst those who think the schools are going wrong, most blame teachers for infusing their lessons with politics or woke social values rather than sticking to the basics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York State officials are being allowed to continue legal action against a county outside New York City that's banned males from competing on female sports teams. A district court judge denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against Attorney General Letitia James. The initial ruling does not address the legality of the county's ban. That issue will be decided at a later date. This is SRN News. It was quite a sight late Friday in Pittsburgh when river barges broke loose and floated down the Ohio River.
Authorities say 26 barges eventually damaged a marina and caused bridge closures before the boats were pinned to the riverbank or in some cases went over a dam downstream. No reports of any injuries. Officials do point out 23 barges were loaded with dried cargo and no hazardous materials were involved. The area had been hit by flooding after very heavy rains the day before. Jason Walker reporting.
A stay for Los Angeles County's troubled juvenile detention facilities in Sylmar and Boyle Heights. They had been on the verge of shutting down the 16th of April because of failed inspections, but the Board of State and Community Corrections voted to lift its unsuitable designation, which will allow them to remain open for now. More at SRNnews.com.